أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين الذي سمي في السماء بأحمد وفي الأرض بأبي القاسم محمد. وعلى اهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المظلومين المعصومين الميامين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من يومنا هذا إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الحكيم في كتابه الكريم وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ عَارَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. After the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah has revealed the holy book on our Prophet as a miracle, and our Prophet started propagating Islam in between the pagans of Arab, Christians of that time, and also Jews of that time. When they listen to the voice of our Prophet, the people are divided into various groups. The one group, those who are clearly rejected the message of our Prophet, they are not ready to accept Islam and also the command of our Prophet. Because Allah has mentioned why they are not ready to accept the message of our Prophet, why they are not ready to accept the Islam as a religion, because they are following their own desires. Because of their low desire, they are following their worldly desires, they are not ready to accept the wahi and also the religion of Islam. The first group, the second group that we have discussed in the last session, the second group, those who are ready to accept the message of our Prophet. They are ready to follow the religion Islam. The reason behind the qualities of those people are mentioned. Three or four qualities are there. Last session we have discussed about this quality too. They are ready to accept the message of without any doubt, without any hesitation. They are accepted the message of our Prophet. They followed the religion of Islam and they left Christianity and Jews too. Allah rewarded them twice because they stand against their own faith, what they had before. And one reward for the struggle they had, they are going to face in their life, because they left their own belief as a Christian, as a Jew, and other reward because they are accepted the truth and also the religion of Islam. Allah rewarded them marratain, and twice in this world. Inshallah, they will get more reward in thereafter. Next verse, please. These are the two groups that we have discussed about. These two groups, they are, one of them are accepted the religion and another one is not ready to accept the religion. Here in this verse of Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَحْدِي مَنْ يَشَى وَهُوَ عَالَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. This is the basically this is the third group of those people, those who are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first group, those who are not accepting the religion because of their low desires. The second group, those who are accepting the religion without any doubt, they understand what is the truth and what is the untruth. And the third group is that some people are there that Allah will guide them towards the right path. Here, the clear message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. Some people, those who are, their heart are clear, their insight is clear, they are ready to follow the truth, but Allah guide them towards the truth, though they are not in Mecca. Basically, this verse of Quran will go towards those people, those who are staying far from Mecca. Maybe they are staying in Ethiopia, maybe they are staying in Najran, maybe they are staying in Fars of the time. Everywhere they are staying, but Allah will guide them towards the right path. Just they have listened to the message of our Prophet, Allah guided them towards the right path. This is known as the Hidayat-e Takwini. We know that we are having the two types of Hidayat. One Hidayat is Hidayat-e Tashri'i, and other one is the Hidayat-e Takwini. Tashri'i will connect it to the Shari'at. Like some of the people are accepting the truth by reading the books, by listening to the message of our Prophet, or speeches of the scholars. They need certain things to follow the Sharia. This is known as the Hidayat-e Tashri'i. Tashri'i comes from the Shara'a, yani Shari'at. They are following coming towards the right path by the Hidayat-e Tashri'i. Certain people are there, those who are coming towards the right path by Hidayat-e Takwini. Takwini means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide them some ways or some signs. Through those signs, they will come towards the right path. Who has guided Hazrat Bilal that he has come from Ethiopia to Mecca and accepted the message of our Prophet? Though Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab were there, the pagans of Arab were there, they are rejecting the message of Prophet by seeing all the miracles of our Prophet, all these clear signs of the guidance, but still they are waiting for something else. But those who are coming from the Ethiopia or Najran, are Fars, they are ready to accept the message of our Prophet without asking any miracle from our Prophet. That is known as Hidayat-e Takwini, that Allah will guide them towards the right path by His own signs, by His own way that Allah has mentioned in this verse of Quran. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. Our Prophet was trying to guide the people towards the right path. He is using all his efforts to guide the people, but still people are not coming on the right path. They are not accepting their religion of Islam. They are not accepting the Islam. What happens when our Prophet was praying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, why these people are not ready to accept the religion of Islam? Then Allah has revealed this verse of Quran, don't worry, all of them you are inviting, they are not ready to accept, means their choice. What your job is to invite the people towards the right path. By whether they are accepting that your message or not, this belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here the job of our Prophet is not to put pressure on them to accept the religion of Islam. Job of our Prophet, job of our ulama is to guide the people towards the right path, whether they are accepting that right path or not. That is not their job. Their job is to invite the people towards the right path. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta. La tahdi man ahbabta means you are not able to guide the people towards to whom you love. Oh, that person is very good. Maybe he will accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or accept the right path. But no, you are not able to invite them towards the right path. Allah will guide them towards the right path. This is known as the Hidayat-e Takwini. Most of the people are there in this world, they are not accepting the right path. They are not staying on the right path. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone will come from far away, he is ready to accept the religion of Islam. What is behind that? What is the reason behind that? That is the clarity of his heart, the purity of his heart, is ready to accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will guide them towards the right path. This is known as like Hazrat Abu Zar, Hazrat Salman, Hazrat Bilal, companions of our Prophet is there. They are not asked any miracle from our Prophet. They didn't know about the miracles of the Prophet. Just they listened to the message of our Prophet, they accepted the religion of Islam. إِنَّكَ لَا تَحْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهُ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَعَالَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. This is a main job that has been mentioned in various verses of Quran. That's why in most of the things in our narrations of our Ahlul Bayt, they have mentioned certain things. Those things are related, are directly connected to our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the knowledge. Most of the verses of Heidelberg are there. When they discuss about the knowledge, the divine knowledge, they have mentioned that knowledge is a light. That light will Allah put in the hearts of the mu'mineen and the believers, whomever He likes. That means the light of the knowledge will come to our hearts as a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of the times, the awareness, the insight, the understanding the messages of Islam, these are the powers that Allah will grant the people, those who are believing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whomever Allah wants. It is a choice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah guide us towards the right path, inshallah. Please recite Salawat for Muhammad wa Ali. These are the three groups. Next slide, please. These are the three groups that Allah has mentioned. Against the message of our Prophet and the religion of Islam. The fourth group is coming in forward. This is the fourth group of the people. When our Prophet has conveyed the message of Islam to them, this is the fourth group. Those are not rejecting clearly the message of our Prophet. Those who are not accepting the message of our Prophet. Those who are not guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their purity and clarity of their heart, the fourth group will come in forward is وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعَ الْهُدَى مَاكَ نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. Those who are having certain fear in their mind, in their heart. They are full of fear. Why they are staying in Makkah, they are bringing some excuses in front of our Prophet. Oh Prophet, we are ready to accept their religion, we are ready to accept your message, but certain difficulties are there, certain problems are there. We are going to face those problems. What can we do? These are the fourth group of the people, those who are bringing some excuses to accept the message of Islam. What is their excuse? If we accept the message of, O Prophet, if we follow you or the guidance that you are guiding towards the religion of Islam, what they will do? They will throw away us from our own cities. They will start disturbing us. They will start punishing us. They will stand against us. That is the main reason that we are not going to accept the religion of Islam. We are there to accept the religion of Islam, but certain fear is there. We are having the fear of throwing out from our own city, from our houses. What can we do? We are not secure when we accept the message of Islam. That's the reason they brought in front of our Prophet. وَقَالُوا إِنَّ اتَّبِعَ الْهُدَى نُتَخَطَّفْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. أَرْضِنَا means from our land. They are ready to throw away us from our own land, from our own houses and cities. That means they are ready to kill us or bring some difficulties in our life, calamities in our life. What can we do? That's basically they are asking from our Prophet. What can we do? We are ready to accept the religion, but certain difficulties are there. أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا يُجْبَى إِلَيْهِ ثَمَرَاتُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ رِزْقًا. This is the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, those who are bringing these kind of excuses, when they brought in front of our Prophet, the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala them, when you are the unbelievers, when you are not accepted the message, the truth message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time too, we have helped you. You are staying in Makkah, that is the city of peace. At that time also Makkah is known as the city of peace, the city of Amn. One of the quality of Makkah, Baladan Amina. No one can disturb anyone in the city of the Makkah. This is the city of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are not having the faith on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are following your own desires, at that time too, we have helped you. You were in the city of Makkah. Certain time was there that Makkah was disturbed by the pagans of Arabs. Apart from that, in the whole history, Makkah is known as the place of peace. Makkah is known as the city of Amn. That Allah has mentioned in this verse of Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ حَرَمًا آمِنًا. Secure and safe place is the city of the Makkah. You are staying in the Makkah. That means, who is protecting you from these pagans of Arab? Who is protecting you from the tyrants? Allah is protecting you from the tyrants. Still you are staying in the Makkah. This is the first bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them before accepting the Islam. And the second one is yujuba alayhi thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqa. Allah provided you the risk, the sustenance in this city, though the cities do not have anything for agriculture, anything for the cultivation, but still Allah has helped you. People, those who are staying far from the Makkah, they are coming to the Makkah for their business, for their economy. But they, because Allah has made this city like that, that people should have come here as a big market for all the people of the time. Allah has converted this city as a big market for the people of the time. That means making a facility of a market is also a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two things we have provided you before Islam. The one is security and other one is your sustenance in the city of the Makkah. So when you are not accepted Islam, when you are not in the Islam, we have helped you in the two ways. We have provided you the security. We have provided your sustenance in city itself. How can we ignore you when you accept the religion of Islam? This is the answer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about that. We have provided you security. We have provided you sustenance. That means we are still ready to you, help you if you accept the religion of Islam. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Most of them didn't know the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We too in this world, we didn't know what are the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our life? Most of the times, we are ready to count those things that we are not having in our life. But what we are having in our life, we have to make a list of those things. That list is larger than the list that we are prepared, what we are not having in our life. لَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Here when we go to the commentary of the Quran, Allah has mentioned, the first thing that Allah has mentioned, Haraman Amina. There is a place, the Makkah is a secure place, safe for you, no one can attack you. And the second one is the economics or sustenance. The first one is security, amn, peace. And the second one is sustenance and economics. That means without peace, you will not get your sustenance at that city. The risk will follow the peace. The economics will follow the peace. If you can see, we can see in this world, this is a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If in a country there is no peace, means there is no availability of the sustenance or any growth in the economics. The growth in the economics will depend on the peace of that city and the peace of the country. This, where the message of Quran is that, or where the Muslim countries are standing. If there is no peace at all, means you don't think about the growth of economics, the establishment of your government. That if you want to think about establishment of your government or growth in economics, you have to bring peace first in your cities and your countries. Haramam aminan yujuba ilayya thamaratu kulli shay'in rizqa walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. What we are having in our life, we have to think about those bounties and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan. What Allah has given us as a gift, without asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussain sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne dua Arafah mein farmaya, parwardigar mujhe mangna bhi nahi aata tha, tune de di. Most of the times we didn't know how to ask, what to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But still he has provided us lot of things, lot of bounties and blessings. Please recite Salawat bar Muhammad wa alim. The next verse, please. وَقَالُوا إِنَّ تَبَى. Then, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطِرَتْ مَعِيشَتَهَا وَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُهُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَمْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ. You are thinking about, this is the continuation of that answer. What answer has a reply of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them, those who are bringing the excuse in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the religion of Islam. You are having some fear. Don't have you any fear. You are thinking about your own homes, your cities, your villages. The pagans of Arab ready to destroy your cities, your houses and your villages. Think about what happens to your lost generation. What happens to your parents? What happens to your ancestors? They were staying in a village, in a city, because they are not followed the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah destroyed all those cities, those people are staying in those cities. What happens to their houses? What happens to those villages? This is the continuation of that replay of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا مِنْ قَرْيَةٍ بَطَرَتْ. بَطَرَتْ means it will come from the ignorance or arrogance. بَطَرَتْ means because of their غُرُور and their arrogance, they had destroyed themselves. مَعِيشَتْهَا فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ. Because most of the people at that time, they are coming to the Makkah for their business. They are coming from the Syria or Sudan and Najran. Those Yemen, though from those places, they are coming to the Makkah for their business. What Allah is asking from the people of the Makkah, who was not ready to accept the religion of Islam, try to go there to the Syria, to the Yemen of that time, and visit the cities and the villages, those people who are staying there, the Qawmi Lut, Qawmi Samud, those who are following the prophets of Hazrat Saleh and Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, go and visit to those cities. What happens to the Egypt of that time? Allah destroyed all those cities because they had stand against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not ready to accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. History is there. It is a true history. This is a real history, not a fiction or a real history. فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. If you go and saw those places, you will come to know that when they are not accepting the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will destroy them. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are not accepting the message of truth and the message of our Prophet. فَتِلْكَ مَسَاكِنُكُمْ لَمْ تُسْكَنْ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. No one was ready to go and stay there in their houses because they are not ready. They know about the punishment of Allah. They know about the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on them, on their ancestors. They are not ready to go and stay on those cities. We are there. وَكُنَّا نَحْنُ الْوَارِثِينَ. We are the waris and inheritors of those cities and villages. Basically, this is a law of Quran or Islam. When your property is there, we didn't know about the owner of that property. That property belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is known as the land of Anfal. When you go to the verses of Quran and the law, practical laws of Islam, when there is a property, a house, or a village, or a city, we didn't know about the owner of that city, owner of your house, the real owner of that city and house is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is owner of this center? The first word that should be come in our mind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we didn't know who is the owner. The committee is not the owner of the city. They are administrators, they are managers. They have to manage the work of the center. They are not the owners of the center. Owner of the center, mosque, Imam Barga, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, the same thing that Allah has mentioned here, we have destroyed all those cities, the city of the country of the Syria of that time, Yemen of that time, Sudan of that time, Egypt of that time, the waris and the inheritor of those property is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma masakinhum lam taskun min badi. Allah will provide the risk. Allah will provide your sustenance if you accept the religion of Islam. Don't bother about your properties. Don't bother about your sustenance. Allah has guaranteed to the people, those who are accepting the religion of Islam, Allah will provide them sustenance. Allah will provide them peace and security in this city too. Don't think about the pagans of the Arab. Please recite Salawat wa Muhammad wa Ali. Oh, the next slide, please. The question will come in our mind is why Allah is sending His punishment to the people of that time, those who are staying in Syria, Yemen, Jordan, or Egypt. Allah has given the answer to them. We will send the punishment after completing our promise. What is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has promised to the people of this world. What is the promise? The promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is we are sending our messenger to you to guide you. We are sending our prophets to guide you. We are giving you all the facilities of guidance, all the things that those need for the guidance. For you, still you are not accepting, means we will send our wrath, our azab on you. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And before In the last session, we have mentioned that Allah has provided us a lot of things in this life to stay on the right path or to move towards the right path. What is our job is to stay on the road where guidance is there, on the line of the guidance. That's our job. But Allah has provided all those things. Those things are needed for a human being to come towards the right path and to stay on the right path. Provided He sends the Prophet and the holy books and the messenger. Even I have mentioned that even accidents, those who are happening in this world, incidents, the wars that are going on in various countries, those wars, those incidents, accidents, all those things are a sign of awareness for us that still the time is there to guide ourselves towards the right path. Those are all those things are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ مُهْلِكُ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يَبْعَثَ فِي أُمِّهَا رَسُولًا. Not in all the villages Allah didn't send His Prophet, His Messenger to all the villages, but the center point of this country, the center point of that time Allah sent His Messenger to guide the people. We are having the great five great messengers: Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Isa, and our last Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before that, Allah was sending some messengers, great messengers, to a center point of the time. There is Mecca, Egypt, Iraq, Babel, and other cities. And some prophets are there, those who are following this great prophet. Like Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam following or propagating the message of Hazrat Ibrahim of that time. Hazrat Shoaib or Hazrat Yusha will following Hazrat Musa. Hazrat Harun is following Hazrat Musa. Lot of prophets were there, those who were propagating the message of the great prophet Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Isa or Hazrat Ibrahim of that time. The center point, fi ummeha, the center of that region, we are sending one messenger, though that can he easily convey his message to the various places. People were there, those who can convey the message. After the message of our last prophet, our imams are there, those who are responsible to guide people towards the right path. One of the attribute, one of the quality of our first imam is he is hadi, means his title itself, his quality itself, he had to guide the people towards the right path. Alhamdulillah, we are having hadi still now. We are praying for his reappearance, that he can guide directly towards the right path to all his followers and the human being. That's why this is the quality of that Allah has mentioned. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ مُهْلِ الْقُرَىٰ حَتَّى يَبْعَثُ فِي أُمِّهَا. Still, our last imam, when we reappear, when he come to this world, he will start guiding people. First, he will start guiding people towards the right path. Then war will start. Don't think that our imam will come with gun or with sword, he will start killing all the people. No. His responsibility first to guide the people towards the right path. Allama Iqbal ki baqol, kahin aisa na ho jaye ki angrez musalman ho jaye imam ka paigham sunkar to phir musalman gulam ke gulam rahe. Agar imam ka paigham sunkar agar angrez musalman ho gaye to phir musalman gulam ke gulam rahe. Imam ka kaam tabligh aur hidayat karna hai. The job of the imam, the responsibility of the imam is to invite the people towards the right path. Then the azab will come. Why azab now is coming in the various cities of this world, countries of the world? That azab is maybe for the test of the believers, the first, and maybe to bring awareness in the communities. I mean, awareness in between the people, because they are heedlessness. They are sleeping. For the awareness, their azab will become. It is a test for us too, inshallah. May Allah give us the tawfiq to success in this test. Most of the time, this test is there. We are praying in our supplication that we are amesha hum dua mein hi baat karte rehte hain parwardigar se. Parwardigar, humse aisa imtihan na le jis imtihan mein hum kamyab na ho. Kabhi kabhi hota hai ki aisa imtihan aata hai ki imtihan mein insaan stuck ho jata hai. Aisa imtihan bhi na le Allah humse ki hum us imtihan mein kamyab na ho. Lekin baaz log aise bhi hote hain jo dua karte hain, parwardigar humse aisa imtihan le, hum imtihan dene ke liye taiyar bhi hain. Ye khoobsurat aarifana jumla keh do main darmiyan mein, kyunki kuch sakht jumle hote hain to urdu mein bol deta hu. آپ ٹرانسلیٹ کر دیں گے جو ایرانی بھائی ہیں. حضرت ابراہیم سے کی گفتگو جب بھی ہوتی ہے, ہم یہاں پر پہنچتے ہیں تو بعض علماء کہتے ہیں عارفانہ گفتگو ہوتی ہے، بعض علماء کہتے ہیں کہ حضرت ابراہیم اللہ سے دعا مانگ لیتے، پروردگار مجھے نجات دے دے. یہ حضرت جبرائیل نے جب کہا تھا کہ ابراہیم کیا چاہیے تمہیں، نجات چاہیے، کچھ چاہیے، حل کا حاجتن، کوئی حاجت ہے تو بتاؤ، ہم دیں گے، اب تم نجات پا جاؤ، آگ میں نہیں جا پاؤ گے. حضرت ابراہیم چاہتے تو اللہ سے دعا کرتے اور حضرت جبرائیل سے کہتے مجھے بچا لو، پروں پر بٹھا کر لے جاؤ. لیکن کچھ لوگ ایسے بھی ہیں جو حضرت ابراہیم نے کہا بھی مجھے امتحان دینے دو، تم چاہتے ہو کہ مجھے امتحان سے بچا لو. بس ہوتے نا بچے امتحان سے بھاگ جاتے ہیں. حضرت ابراہیم نے جبرائیل سے کہا مجھے امتحان دینے دو، پتا چلے کہ میں کس پوزیشن پہ ہوں، کیا میں اس امتحان سے نکل کر باہر آتا ہوں یا اس امتحان میں فیل ہو جاتا ہوں. یہ دعا کریں گے کبھی پروردگار ہم سے امتحان نہ ہی لے، کہ عام لوگوں کی دعا ہے، کچھ عرفا کی دعا نہیں، پروردگار ہمیں امتحان لے، ہم اتنے قوی اور اسٹرانگ ہیں کہ ہم اس امتحان میں کامیاب ہو سکتے ہیں. خوبصورت جملہ ہے اللہ آیت اللہ جواد عملی کا کہ پروردگار بار بار کیوں ہمارے اماموں سے امتحان لے رہا ہے. تو آیت اللہ جواد عملی نے خوبصورت جملہ کہا، امتحان اسی سے لیا جاتا ہے جو امتحان حال میں بیٹھا ہو، جس نے سارے کلاس میں سات سال بھر جس نے کتابوں کو پڑھا ہو اسی سے امتحان لیا جاتا ہے. جو ڈراپ آؤٹ بچے سے کون امتحان لے گا، اسکول چھوڑ کے جو بھاگ رہا ہے اس سے کون امتحان لے گا، جو اسکول میں آیا ہی نہیں ہے اس سے کون امتحان لے گا. فخر کرنا چاہیے کہ اللہ ہمارے اماموں سے امتحان لے رہا ہے، اس لیے کہ وہ اس امتحان میں شریک ہونے کے قابل ہیں. کبھی کبھی ایسا بھی ہوتا ہے کہ انسان امتحان میں شرکت کے قابل ہی نہیں ہوتا ہے، وہ لیاقت ہی اس کے پاس نہیں ہے کہ امتحان میں بیٹھے. کبھی کبھی انسان امتحان میں بیٹھے اور امتحان دے اور کامیاب ہو جائے. کبھی دعا کرے امتحان نہ لے، اگر لے اتنی طاقت ہے اندر تو دعا کرے پروردگار ان سے کیوں امتحان لے رہا ہے، ہم سے لے، ہم حاضر ہیں کہ اس امتحان میں کامیاب ہو جائے گا. اگر امتحان میں کامیاب ہو جائے تو آگ بھی ہمارے لیے کیا ہو جائے گی، گلزار ہو جائے، آگ بھی ہمارے لیے گلزار ہو جائے. تو دیر از اے گائیڈنس فار اس ان اور لائف. وما کان ربک مہلک القرا، بیوٹیفل ورس آف قرآن، حتی یبعث فی امھا رسولا یتلو علیہم ما کان مہلک القرا الا واہلھا ظالمون. وی آر ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو پنش دا پیپل آف دس ٹائم، پیپل آف دی ورلڈ، انلیس انٹل دے ول آسک دے پنشمنٹ فرام اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ بائی دیئر اون ڈیڈس. دے ہیڈ ڈن انجسٹ ان دس ورلڈ، دے ہیڈ ڈن لاٹ آف بیڈ تھنگس اینڈ رانگ ڈیڈس ان دس ورلڈ، دوز ڈیڈس ول آسک دی ریت آف اللہ سبحانہ، دے ول گراسپ آر اٹریکٹ دی پنشمنٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ. اللہ از ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو پنش دیم، اللہ از کریم، اللہ از فرگیور. He is so kareem. He is not going to send the punishment to any human being. But human being itself, they are asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are ready to get your punishment because what they have done to themselves and to their relatives and to the community. Ahluha zalimun. Allah has mentioned the word zalimun. They are the unjust people on this land. Be namazi, mumkin hai bakhsha jaye, zalim ka bakhsha jana mushkil. چاہے اپنے نفس پر ہو یا گھر پر ہو یا قوم پر. پلیز یہ سائڈ صلوات پر محمد والے. وما اوتیتم، نیکسٹ سلائیڈ، شایان. وما اوتیتم من شیء فمتاع الحیاۃ الدنیا وزینتها. دس از دا ریزلٹ، دا 60th ورس آف قرآن، دس از دا ریزلٹ آف واٹ وی ہیڈ ڈسکس فرام لاسٹ 2-3 ڈیز. The groups of the people, again, those who are accepting the guidance of Allah, those who are not accepting the guidance of Allah, the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them are there that Allah will guide them because of their purity of their heart, clarity of their minds, Allah will guide them. And the final, the result is those who are not accepting the truth, they are having some sort of fear of their worldly life. They are thinking about their materialistic life. They are not thinking about the spiritual life. They are thinking this world is enough for them. What they are having in this life is enough for them in this world and thereafter. They are having certain hesitation to accept the real message of Islam. Allah has given to all of them, to all the believers, or those who are believing in Islam or not believing, all the human beings, this message. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّن شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالزِّينَتَهَا. Whatever we have given to you, all those things are related to this world and decoration of this world. Nothing is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What you are having is very much first of them is very little, and those things are connected to this world. Though all those things, those who are connected to this world, their life is limited. Their expiry date is limited. They are going to expire. Whatever those who are connected to this world. وَمَا أُوْتِيتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَمَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَزِّينَتُهَا. وَمَا, what then? What can we do? What is the result? I have to say all those things, whatever I am having in my life. Although I am having in my life, my house is there, my family is there, my deeds are there, my job is there. I want to save all those things, whatever I am having in my life. What can I do? Allah has given you a formula for them. This prescription for them. وَمَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Connect those, all those things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you connect all those things to this world is not having any life. A limited life, they will going to be expired. If you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah huwa al-hay. Allah is huwa al-hay. He will going to protect you in this world and thereafter. Khubsurat jumla, khubsurat ayah kareem. Ek message, ek law of Quran. That is, wa inda Allahi khayru wa abaqa. And the next verse of the Quran, wa indakum yanfadu wa ma inda Allahi baq. Whatever you are having, those things will be destroyed. Will be destroyed. But whatever Allah is having in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things will be rewind forever. I want to relate, we should relate our all those things that we are having in our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, Allah should be there in our life. First, Allah should be there. Whatever we are doing, Allah should be there. وَمَا إِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. You are not going to think about those things. You go through the history that we have. Allah has mentioned the story of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and what position Fir'aun was there, and the followers of the Fir'aun were there, and what happens to them, and what position Hazrat Musa was there, and what happens to him. We can compare both these life. One is connected to the worldly life, and other one is connected to spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is there, all the problems will be solved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the difficulties will become easy for us. All the hardships will become easy for us. That's the main message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse of Quran. وَمَا أُوْتِيْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Those things are very little in number. If you start counting what you are having, those things are limited. If you make a list of the worldly things, those things are limited in number. How many things we are having? Car, home, job, cell phone, iPod, laptop. What you are having in your life? If you make a list of worldly things, those are very less in number. Try to make those things that you are having, those are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those things are more than what we are having in this world. The tawfiq that we are having, the greatest things that Allah has given to us. The tawfiq of roza, the tawfiq of recitation of Quran, the tawfiq of helping the poor or needy, the tawfiq of namaz, the tawfiq of hajj, the tawfiq of ziyarat, the tawfiq of people meeting with the people, the tawfiq of a lot of things are there, those who are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The list is more and more larger than what we are having in this world. Allah has blessed us a lot of things. Afala taqilun, we have to think about those things. We have to sit and make a list of those things. We'll be proud of ourselves, what Allah has granted us. Really proud. Allah ne mukhtalif ayaton mein ishara kiya hai ki main nahi chahta mere bande tujh par azab nazil karun. Wo doston se guftagu ho rahi thi to kisi momin bhai ne kaha ki hatta firaun se parwardigar alam ne ye nahi kaha, main tujh par azab nazil karna chahta. Mohlat di mohlat, kitni mohlat. Baz riwayaton mein ki Hazrat Musa ko awaz di, firaun ne kaash Allah ko awaz deta to shayad bakhsha jata. حضرت موسیٰ کو آمن تو رب موسیٰ و حارون, لیکن اللہ نے جواب دیا بہت دیر ہو گئی فیرون, الان وقت آسائد, کافی دیر کر دی تو نے. یہ نہیں کہا اللہ نے کہ میں تجھے معاف نہیں کروں گا, یہ نہیں کہا اللہ نے کہ اب مر رہا تو مر جا. یہ جملہ قرآن مجید میں نہیں ہے, بلکہ اس میں بھی رحم ہے. جب وہ ڈوب رہا تھا تو اس نے کہا میں ایمان لا رہا ہوں, تو پروردگار عالم نے کہا الان وقت آسائد, بہت دیر کر دی فیرون اب, جبکہ تو نے کافی گناہ کر لیے, بارڈر کراس کر لی. خدا نہیں چاہتا कि बंदा जहन्नम में चला जाए। खुदा नहीं चाहता कि बंदा मुसीबत में आ जाए, खुदा यह चाहता कि बंदा नजात पा जाए, हिदायत पा जाए। दुनिया में कई दरवाजे खुले रखे, पता है कितने दरवाजे दुनिया में खुले रखे हैं बख्शिश के, कितने दरवाजे बख्शिश के दुनिया में खुले रखे हैं। जो किसी बीमार की, मैं कुछ बता देता हूं ताकि माह रमजान का हक भी अदा हो जाए, जो किसी बीमार की आयादत के लिए 2 सेकेंड बीमार के सराहने बैठता है, उस 2 सेकेंड में परवरदिगार आलम उसके गुनाहों को ऐसे गिरा देता है जैसे सूखे दरख से पत्ते गिर जाते। क्या अल्लाह करीम नहीं है, अल्लाह रहीम नहीं है? जो किसी तशरीह जनाजे में 4 कदम चलता है तो परवरदिगार आलम उसके गुनाह बख्श देता है। 40 मोमिन अगर किसी के तशरीह जनाजे में शरीक हो जाते तो परवरदिगार पुकार कर कहता इस मोमिन को बख्श दो, जैसे कि 40 मोमिन ने गवाही दिए कि हम अच्छाई किसी को कुछ नहीं जानते। परवरदिगार को शर्म आती है कि 40 मोमिन किसी चीज के बारे में गवाही दे, अल्लाह उस पर अजाब नाज़िल कर। यह कि मग़फ़िरत के दरवाजे, जन्नत के दरवाजे अल्लाह ने जमीन पर खोल रखे हैं, खोल रखे हैं। नमाज जमात के सफ में जो इंसान खड़ा हो जाता है, जब तक खड़ा रहता नमाज जमात के सफ में, परवरदिगार आलम उसके लिए जन्नत के दरवाजे खुले रखता है। अब उसका दिल कनेक्ट हो जाए अल्लाह से, अब उसका दिल मायल हो जाए अल्लाह की तरफ। रोजादार जब इफ्तार के वक्त या सहरी के वक्त जब वो कयाम करता है, खड़ा उठता है बिस्तर से और इफ्तार के वक्त आता है दस्तरखान पर, परवरदिगार कहता है इसके लिए जन्नत के दरवाजे खोल दो। जो इफ्तार के वक्त 2 लज्जतें इंसान को मिलती हैं, एक इफ्तार के वक्त, दूसरी जब अल्लाह से वो मुलाकात के लिए जाएगा। दोनों वक्त जो इंसान लज्जत का एहसास करेगा उसकी कोई कंपैरिजन नहीं है दुनिया की किसी भी चीज से, किसी भी चीज से कंपैरिजन नहीं है। ये खजूर जो इफ्तार के वक्त इंसान मुंह में रखता है, उसके जो टेस्ट का एहसास जो इंसान करता है लज्जत का, उसका मुकाबला आप दुनिया की किसी चीज से भी नहीं कर सकते। एक अल्लाह से मुलाकात के दरवाजे खोल रखे हैं अल्लाह ने। माँ बाप की खिदमत, वालिदैन की खिदमत, बच्चों की तरबियत, दोस्तों का ख्याल, बीमारों का ख्याल, मोमिनीन का ख्याल, ये सारे ख्यालात को परवरदिगार आलम ने जोड़ रखा, दरवाजे खुले रहे। पता नहीं मरने के बाद भी, मैं बता दूं आपको, अब जानते हैं, दोहरा दूं, माफी चाहता हूं, कि मरने के बाद भी परवरदिगार आलम कब्र में कहता है कि इसका परवंदा अभी बंद ना करो, फाइल बंद ना करो, उसकी खुली रखो। कुछ चीजें हैं जो इस बंदे ने अंजाम दिए, उसका सवाब इसके परवंदे में, इसके फाइल में लिखा जाए। अगर उसने साले बच्चा छोड़कर गया है, उसका सवाब इसके अमाल नामे में लिखो। बच्चा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह है रब्बिल आलमीन कहे तो उसका सवाब लिखो। मैं ख्वाहिश करता हूँ तमाम यहाँ के जो वालिदैन बैठे हैं, अगर आपके बच्चे कुरान से दूर हैं, तिलावत कुरान से दूर हैं, एक कदम आगे बढ़ाइए। ऑनलाइन आजकल क्लासेस हैं, स्काइप के जरिए से बच्चों, बच्चा आपके घर में बैठे बैठे कुरान सीख लेगा। देरी मत कीजिए, जो बच्चे की उम्र बढ़ जाती है तो शर्म उसके अंदर आ जाती है, तो फिर वो कुरान की तिलावत नहीं कर पाएगा। एक बच्चा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह है रब्बिल आलमीन कहेगा, परवरदिगार कहता है इसके आमाल नामे में सवाब लिखो। एक मदरसा बनाकर चले गए, जितने बच्चे उस मदरसे में इल्म हासिल करते रहेंगे उसके आमाल नामे में सवाब। मस्जिद बनाकर चले गए, सेंटर बनाकर चले गए, नहीं, एक दरख्त लगाकर चले गए। इस्लाम कितना वसी है, कितना करीम है मेरा अल्लाह, कोई सोच नहीं सकता कि हमारा अल्लाह कितना करीम है। कोई एक दरख्त लगाकर चले जाए, उसके साए में कोई बंदा आराम करने के लिए थोड़ी देर बैठ जाए, परवरदिगार कहता है उसका सवाब उसके आमाल नामे में लिखो जिसने दरख्त लगाया है। पानी का कुआं जिसने खोदा है प्यासों को पानी पिलाने के लिए, जब तक वह कुएं का पानी जारी और सारी रहेगा, लोग पीते रहेंगे, उसका सवाब किसको मिलता रहेगा? जिसने इस कुआं लगाया है, जिसने इस कुएं को खोदा है, उसके आमाल नामे को खोला रखो। जिंदगी में इतने दरवाजे, हजारों दरवाजे, हजारों दरवाजे, बस आपकी आंखों में आंसू आ गए, पता नहीं अल्लाह की करीमी को याद करके या रोजे की हालत में। अल्लामा मजलिसी से किसी ने कहा, अल्लामा मजलिसी ने अपने दोस्त से कहा, एक खरारदाद हुई थी दोस्तों के दरमियान, अल्लामा मजलिसी के दोस्त और उनके दरमियान, कि जो सबसे पहले मरेगा वो ख्वाब में आकर वहाँ के कुछ हालात बताएगा। जैसे मालूम है कि जो हमारे मरहूमिन जाते वहाँ के हालात को नहीं बताते, बहुत ही कम ख्वाब के जरिए से कोई ना कोई इशारा दे देते हैं, हमें हुकूक़ उन्नास में तकलीफ हुई, हमें हमारी नमाजें छूट, कभी बहुत ही कम, लेकिन क्या कब्र में गुजरी है कोई आगे बताता नहीं, शायद उनको इजाजत भी ना हो बताने की क्या कब्र में गुजरी, हश्र के बाद मरने के बाद क्या हुआ है कोई नहीं बताते। लेकिन अल्लामा मजलिसी और उनके दोस्त के दरमियान ये वायदा रहा कि जो पहले मरेगा वो ख्वाब में आके कुछ बताएगा। अल्लामा मजलिसी का इंतकाल हुआ, कुछ दिन इंतजार किया, दोस्त अल्लामा मजलिसी आए नहीं, आए नहीं, आए नहीं। एक मुद्दत के बाद जब ख्वाब में हजरत अल्लामा मजलिसी को उसके दोस्त ने देखा, आपके दोस्त ने देखा, तो पूछा इतने आने में देरी क्यों कर दी? अल्लामा मजलिसी ने कहा हिसाब किताब है, पता है कौन अल्लामा मजलिसी? अल्लाह अकबर, जिसने 120 जिल बहारुल अनवार अहादीस अहले बैत को जमा किया है। हम एक हदीस पढ़कर खुश होते हैं, लोगों से कहते हैं अब वाह वाह क्यों नहीं कहते। एक हदीस पढ़ने के बाद हम लोगों से कहते हैं अब वाह वाह क्यों नहीं कहते, सलवात क्यों नहीं पढ़ते। 120 जिल हजारों हदीसों को जमा किया, बचाया, वो अल्लामा मजलिसी कहने हिसाब किताब में देरी हो गई तो हमारा क्या हाल होगा, हम कहां खड़े हुए हैं। तो पूछा कौन सा काम तुम्हें वहां बहुत काम आया? पता नहीं, बस काम होते हैं कयामत के दिन बहुत काम आते हैं, बस ऐसे अच्छे काम हो जाए, बहुत काम, सारे अच्छे काम। अल्लामा मजलिसी ने तो अपनी सारी जिंदगी किताबों में गुजार दी। जब भी जाना, कुम जाना, मशहद जाना, मैं गुजारिश करता हूँ कभी मौका मिले तो इस्फहान भी चले जाए, जहाँ अल्लामा मजलिसी की ये कब्र है। कुम से ज्यादा दूर नहीं, 3 घंटे का सफर है, आप ड्राइव करके जा सकते हैं। अल्लामा मजलिसी की कब्र पे भी जाए, एक शुक्रिया कहे, बड़ा काम किया है, बड़ा काम किया है। का सबसे अच्छा काम, सबसे बड़ा काम जो तुम्हारे वहां काम आ गया वो काम कौन सा है? अल्लामा मजलिसी ने कहा मैंने बहुत किताबें लिखी, बहुत दीन की खिदमत की, मदरसे बनवाए, शागिर्दों की तरबियत की, इन सारों कामों में एक काम मेरे बहुत काम आ गया जो सरे फहरिस्त लिखा हुआ था। दोस्त ने पूछा वो कौन सा काम है? तो अल्लामा मजलिसी कहते हैं जब मैं बाजार से सेब खरीद कर घर ले जा रहा था, रास्ते में एक यतीम बच्चे की निगाह उस सेब पर पड़ी, मैंने उस सेब से एक अदद उठाकर उस यतीम बच्चे के हवाले कर दिया। उस दोस्त से कह रहे अल्लामा मजलिसी तुम्हें मालूम है वो नेकी मेरी अल्लाह को इतनी पसंद आई, बहारुल अनवार नीचे लिखी हुई है, वो काम पहले लिखा हुआ है। क्या आप इमेजिन करेंगे, आप सोच सकते हैं कि अल्लाह हमारा कितना करीम, कौन से अमल को कबूल कर रहा है कि एक यतीम बच्चे को का ख्याल मैंने कर लिया कि उसकी आंखें की निगाह पड़ गई थी तो मैंने उसको उससे पिला दिया है, और वो अमल सबसे ऊपर लिखा हुआ है, बाकी अमल सारी जिसपे मेहनत लगा दी वो नीचे रखे हुए, एक यतीम बच्चे का ख्याल। अल्लाहु अकबर। लेकिन जितना अहले बैत के चाहने वालों ने यतीमों का ख्याल किया, दिल चाहता है शबे जुम्मा एक जुमला कह दो, उतना ही अहले बैत के यतीमों को जालिमों ने बहुत सताया। उधर हुसैन जीने अस्प से जमीन पर आए, इधर सकीना के कानों से गोशवारे छीने गए, इस बच्ची के रुखसार पर तमाचे लगाए गए, बच्ची के पुश्त पे ताजियाने लगाए गए। पता नहीं क्यों, जब इराक में हमले हो रहे हैं, जब सीरिया में हमले हो रहे हैं, हजरत सकीना के रोजे की जियारत का इश्तियाक दिन ब दिन बढ़ता जा रहा है। ये बाबुल हवाई जाए बच्चे, उस रोजे पर जाएंगे, इंसान दुआ करेगा तो उसकी दुआएं मुस्तजाब होती है। हजरत सकीना ने वायदा किया है कि मैं अपने चचा से उसकी मदद करवाऊंगी, जो भी मुझे पुकारेगा मेरा चचा उसकी मदद के लिए आएगा, वो भी बाबुल हवाई जाए, ये बच्चे भी बाबुल हवाई जाए। कितना सताया जालिमों ने। जब सैयद सज्जाद गुस्ल दे रहे थे इस बच्ची को, तो उसके बच्ची के पैरों पर अपना हाथ रखा, सैयद सज्जाद ने हाथ रखकर कहा कि इस बच्ची के पैरों में आबेले आ गए, इसकी पुश्त ताजियानों से जख्मी, इसके हाथ रसन से जख्मी, इसके बाजू रसन से जख्मी, इसके रुखसार तमाचों से जख्मी, इसके कान गोशवारे जब छीने गए तो उससे जख्मी, इसका कुर्ता जला हुआ, इसका सीना जख्मी। 3 घंटे मेरी बहन यजीद के दरबार में खड़ी रही, अरे कोई नहीं था जो हुसैन की यतीमा पर रहम करता, कोई नहीं था जो यतीमा। ताजा जख्म थे इस बच्चे के बदन, ताजा जख्म थे। फसाइब करबला सुनकर या उसे बयान कर किसी का दम निकल जाए तो उसे ताज्जुब से ना देखना, इसलिए कि हुसैन की बेटी मसाइब सहकर और मसाइब बयान करके जिंदा ने शाम में इस दुनिया से चली गई। परवरदिगार उस अजीम दख्तर हुसैन का वास्ता, जहां कहीं भी शिया नजर कर रहा है, खुसूसन सीरिया और इराक में जो शिया परेशान हाल है, आए दिन शहादतें हो रही हैं, उनकी शहादत और आए दिन मुसीबत में है, उनके घरों को जलाया जा रहा है, छोटे छोटे बच्चों को यतीम किया जा रहा है, वो पुकार कर कह रहे हैं, अपने वाली और वारिस को बुला रहे हैं, याद कर रहे हैं। परवरदिगार जहां कहीं भी शिया नहदर कर रहा है, उनके जान माल इज्जत और आबरू की हिफाजत फरमा, शिया नहदर करार की नुसरत फरमा, दुश्मनान इस्लाम को नीस्त नाबूद कर दे। परवरदिगार ये जो वहाबियत आज के जमाने का सबसे बड़ा फितना है, परवरदिगार जल्द अज जल्द उनको नीस्त नाबूद कर दे। परवरदिगार इस साल और हर साल हमें हज ज़ियारत से मुशर्रफ फरमा। خصوصاً کر سیریہ میں حضرت زینب و سکینہ کے روزوں کی زیارت نصیب فرما. پروردگار اماکن مقدسہ کربلا نجف کاظمین و سامرہ کی حفاظت فرما. پروردگار تجھے واسطہ اہل بیت اطہار کے وجود مقدس کا پرچم اسلام کو بلند فرما, پرچم کفر و نفاق کو سرنگون فرما. پروردگار ان عظیم ہستیوں کے طفیل میں ہمارے اس قلیل عمل کو قبول کر لے. پروردگار ماہ رمضان میں ہمیں مستحقین کے حق کو ادا کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. پروردگار تیرے کتاب کو سم پڑھنے, سمجھنے اور عمل کرنے کی توفیق عطا فرما. پروردگار امام زمانہ کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما, ہمیں ان کے آثار عوان و انصار میں شمار فرما. فاخر دعوانا ان الحمدللہ رب العالمین. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یہ کھانے پینے کے مسائل ہیں, بہت ہی مسائل ہیں. کوشش کریں ماہ رمضان المبارک میں یا دوسرے جو تبرک فراہم کرتے ہیں ایسی جگہ سے تبرک فراہم کریں جو سارے مومنین کھا سکیں. اس لیے ہو سکتا ہے بعض کو یقین ہو یہ چیز پاک ہے, یہ چیز نجیس ہے, لیکن عام مومنین جس کو کھا سکتے ہیں, اس لیے کہ افطار کا وقت ہوتا ہے, تبرک کا وقت ہوتا ہے, یہ ایسی جگہ سے فراہم کریں جہاں سے پاک ہونے کا اور ذبیحہ ہونے کا یقین ہو. اس کی طرف انشاءاللہ اکثر مومنین توجہ کرتے ہیں, لیکن کبھی کبھی ہم لوگ بھول جاتے ہیں, تو اب یاد دلانا ہمارا فرض ہے. کوشش کریں ایسی جگہ سے فراہم کریں. بعض دکانوں سے ایسی چیزیں لائی جاتی ہیں جہاں سے لانا صحیح نہیں ہے, جیسے تیل کی چیزیں یا کچی چیزیں جو کافر کے یہاں سے ہوں, جیسے ہندوؤں کی شاپ سے ہوں, اگر کچی چیزیں ہوں, تیل کی چیزیں ہوں, ایسی چیزیں ہم فراہم نہیں کر سکتے, ہم لوگ کھا نہیں سکتے. اس لیے نہ تنہا روزے کی حالت میں بلکہ عام دنوں میں بھی جو ایسی دکانوں سے نہ لائیں جہاں پر کچی چیزیں فراہم کی جاتی ہیں, جیسے تیل ہیں, پانی کی چیزیں ہیں, جہاں سے ہاتھ لگنے کا امکانات زیادہ ہیں, ان چیزوں سے آپ لوگ زیادہ پرہیز کریں. کوشش کریں ایسی چیزیں نہ لائیں, اس لیے کہیں ویسٹ نہ ہو جائے. اس لیے کہ مومن نہیں کھائیں گے, ظاہر سی بات ہے, جب پتہ چل جاتا ہے تو کوئی ہاتھ نہیں لگائے گا. تو میں خواہش کرتا ہوں ان چیزوں کی رعایت کریں, آہستہ آہستہ ہمارے بچوں کو بھی ان چیزوں کی عادت ہو جائے انشاءاللہ. پر محمد و آل محمد صلوات. اس کو نہیں کھا سکتے, اس کو ڈسٹریبیوٹ مت کیجیے, لیکن میں بول دیا تھا کہ آئندہ احتیاط کریں.
Jazak Allah Maulana, please recite a loud salawat. Okay, I'd like to...